Hey, Dad, will you help me with this assignment for government class?
What are you studying?
We are studying the foreign policy of the Eisenhower-Nixon administration and the activities of the State Department under John Foster Dulles.
That is quite a study in itself. During those years, we were busy making all kinds of treaties, commitments, and promises to people everywhere. One result was the Southeast Asian Treaty Organization, which has kept us in an undeclared war in Vietnam since you were 3 years old.
What should our country do about a foreign policy, Dad?
Well, a great man once said, Europe has a set of primary interests which to us have none or a very remote relation. Hence, she must be engaged in frequent controversies, the causes of which are essentially foreign to our concerns. Therefore, it must be unwise in us to implicate ourselves by artificial ties in the ordinary vicissitudes of her politics or the ordinary combinations and collusions of her friendships or enmities. If we remain one people under an efficient government, the period is not far off when we may defy material injury from external annoyance, when we may take such an attitude as will cause the neutrality we may at any time resolve upon to be scrupulously respected, when belligerent nations, under the impossibility of making acquisitions upon us, will not lightly hazard the giving us provocation, when we may choose peace or war as our interest, guided by justice, shall counsel. Why forego the advantages of so peculiar a situation? Why quit our own to stand upon foreign ground? Why, by interweaving our destiny with that of any part of Europe, entangle our peace and prosperity in the toils of European ambition, rivalship, interest, humor, or caprice? It is our true policy to steer clear of permanent alliance with any portion of the foreign world, to warn against the mischiefs of foreign intrigue, taking care always to keep ourselves by suitable establishments on a respectable defense posture. There can be no greater error than to expect or calculate upon real favors from nation to nation. The great rule of conduct for us in regard to foreign nations is, in extending commercial relations, to have with them as little political connection as possible. So far as we have already formed engagements, let them be fulfilled with perfect good faith. Here, let us stop. I hold the maxim no less applicable to public than private affairs, that honesty is always the best policy.
Who said that, Dad?
George Washington said that to Congress in 1796. As long as Washington's farewell address was used as a foreign policy guide, our country remained free. We have abandoned his wisdom and are now embroiled in war after war after war. Our last several presidents and our present one consider themselves to be president of the world. We had better elect a man soon who will think of himself as an American instead of a citizen of the world. Otherwise, our beloved United States will cease to exist as a nation of free people.